Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Wills. The throw from Taylor and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Klaus catches it and throws to first to double up Fairley. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Koufax covering, for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stallard, and towards Klaus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Hawk Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christopher for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Gilliam goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Mets. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. Davis scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stallard is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Griffith pinch hits for Doug Camilli. Wes Parker pinch runs for Frank Howard. Darryl Griffith is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Moon reaches second base with a double. Griffith goes all the way around to score. It's Dodgers, 3, Mets, 3. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wes Parker now playing right field. Jeff Torborg now catching. Bob Miller now pitching. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Wes Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fairley moves to third. Davis moves to second. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wakefield. Fairley scores. Davis moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 5-3, Dodgers. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Torborg is hit by the pitch. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.